A great work to be done. Circa 1895.
I am to speak to our people, and to say that many things shall be opened before them which will not please them, because they have not sanctified hearts and sanctified ears. Self is striving for the mastery. They will not humble self. I have a message for men and women in America, for they have many strange, misleading ideas concerning the work that should be carried out in all parts of the world. There are not to be large numbers congregated in one place, in large assemblies, for there will be variety of work done in our world, lines of work done in many places, and every soul need not live in a modern Jerusalem. There are different branches of the work to be established in different parts of our world, and all are to work harmoniously. This is the way the work should be carried. We see this place in a far-off country that needs special wisdom to work out the Lord's plans to make a success in every way possible. Let the truth be carried forward in all wisdom, in a humble way, in this country of Australia, and the Lord will help his people to move intelligently. I am wrought up as I see much work to be done and the need of wise counselors to plan. I am certainly pained at heart to see the lack of wisdom in planning. Those who acted a part in specifying plans need to work out different plans. We see a great work in writing and publishing to be done. Books are to be published and to go forth to the people in all parts of our world, into the various highways and byways. Let everyone who has means now be wise in using their means.